Hello all and welcome to the Finance and Banking Talks, where we discuss the latest developments in the economy, finance and banking. I am Kirti Shankar.
And I am Anshika. Today we are discussing a topic that has been in news a lot lately, the repo rate, its impact on Indian economy and how it's connected to banking law.
Yes, Anshika. The Reserve Bank of India has been adjusting the repo rate recently, which affects everything from inflation control to banking practices. For our listeners who might not be familiar with the term, let's start by explaining what the repo rate is.
Sure. What exactly the repo rate is? It is the rate at which RBI lends a short-term money to the commercial banks. When the repo rate increases, borrowing becomes more expensive for the banks and they pass this cost to the consumers by increasing the interest rates.
Right. So, if you're planning to take a home loan or a personal loan or any type of loan, a higher repo rate means higher EMIs. But there's more to it than just the cost of borrowing. The repo rate is also a powerful tool that RBI uses to control the inflation in the economy.
Exactly. When inflation is rising, the RBI can increase the repo rate to reduce the money supply in the economy. Higher interest rates discourages borrowing, which lowers the demand for goods and services, and that keeps cool inflation.
So now let's talk about the recent developments. So in February 2023, RBI increased the repo rate by 25 basis points, that bring it to the 6.5%, that is the maximum repo rate in India. This move was aimed at curbing inflation, which was largely being driven by external factors like the Russia-Ukraine conflicts.
Right, Kirti. Inflation was at 6.5% in the year 2022 and 23, and the RBI had to intervene to prevent it from spiraling out of control. By increasing the repo rate, they effectively reduced the liquidity in the system, making it harder for the people and businesses to grow.
Yes, this also has a dual effect. On one hand, it controls inflation, but on the other hand, it can slow down the economic growth of any country. The RBI predicted a GDP growth rate of 6.4% for 2023-24, which shows that the Indian economy is still resilient. But higher borrowing costs can slow down investment and consumption in interest-sensitive sectors like real estate and automobiles.
This brings us to understand the two most important tools that RBI uses in conjunction with repo rate to regulate the market, which is SLR, the statutory liquidity ratio, and the CRR, which is the cash reserve ratio. Kirti, can you explain how these work?
Yes, the SLR refers to the minimum percentage of deposits that banks are required to hold in liquid assets like cash, government securities, or gold. By controlling the SLR, the RBI can regulate how much money banks have available for lending.
Exactly. When inflation is high, the RBI might increase the SLR to reduce the amount of money available for the banks to lend, which helps in reducing the inflationary pressure. Conversely, lowering the SLR gives the bank more room to lend, stimulating economic growth.
Then there's the CRR, or cash reserve ratio, which is the portion of a bank's deposit that must be kept in a liquid form or cash with the RBI. This money cannot be used for lending and it earns no interest. The CRR is another tool that RBI uses to control liquidity in the banking system.
So, when the CRR is increased, banks have less money to lend, which tightens the money supply and helps in controlling inflation. When it is lowered, it allows banks to lend more, which can help to boost the economic activity.
Well, now let's look at how all these ties into banking law of our nation. The RBI has the authority to regulate the SLR, CRR and the repo rate under the Banking Regulation Act 1949 as well as Reserve Bank of India Act. These tools are vital for maintaining financial stability and ensuring banks comply with legal and regulatory frameworks.
Exactly. For example, under the Banking Regulation Act, as you said, banks are legally required to maintain the SLR and the CRR as dictated by the RBI. This ensures that they always have enough liquidity to meet the withdrawal demands and other obligations in the market. It's part of the larger legal framework designed to protect depositors as well as the financial systems.
Yes. Also, there is an interesting legal aspect when it comes to how these policies affect borrowers. Many loans, especially home loans and house loans, are tied to the marginal cost of funds based lending rate, that is MCLR, which is influenced by the repo rate as well. When the repo rate increases, banks are required by law to pass that cost on to the borrowers.
Yes, and the borrowers should be aware of their rights here. Exactly. The Banking Ombudsman scheme allows the customer to file complaints if they feel banks are unfairly raising the interest rates or not following proper guidelines as set by the RBI after the repo rate hike.
Now, let's not forget the role of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code and the securitization and reconstruction of financial assets and enforcement of Security Interest Act 2002, which is also known as SARFAESI Act. When repo rate rises, there is usually an upstick in the defaults, and these law helps bank recover loan efficiently while maintaining the transparency, accountability and fairness.
So, where do we go from here? The RBI's primary goal is to control the inflation, but it has to do without stifling economic growth too much. The real GDP growth forecast of 6.4% shows optimism, but higher interest rates show slow slowdown of the consumption as well as the investment.
Yes, that's the balancing act, right? The repo rate, SLR and CRR are all tools that need to be used carefully. If inflation continues to be a concern, we might see more repo rate hikes, but the RBI will also have to be cautious about slowing down the economy too much.
And from a legal standpoint, banks and borrowers alike will need to stay compliant with the changes in the interest rates, maintaining transparency and fairness in all lending practices.
Thus, to sum up, the repo rate is more than just a number. It's not a number, but it's a crucial part of a monetary policy that influences everything from inflation control to banking operations. And when you tie it together with tools like SLR and CRR, it becomes clear how deeply connected these policies are to the legal framework that governs India's financial system.
Absolutely. The increased repo rate may raise the borrowing costs, but it also plays a vital role in controlling inflation and ensuring financial stability. For our listeners, understanding these concepts can help them make informed decisions whether they are borrowing, investing, or just trying to keep a track of their economic trends.
Well, thanks for tuning into the Finance and Banking Talks. We hope you found this discussion really insightful.
And don't forget to stay connected for more such updates on the intersection of economics, finance, and law. Until next time,
stay informed and stay financially savvy.